Government cheers as online betting activity drops in Indonesia. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, Komdigi, has noted a consistent decline in online gambling transactions in the jurisdiction, suggesting that government efforts to curb online gambling are paying off. The findings, which were based on quarterly evaluations in 2024, drew on data from the Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center, PPATK. Alexander Subar, the Ministry's Director General of Digital Space Supervision, made the revelation during a meeting with Commission I of the House of Representatives, DPR, on Wednesday, January 22, where he stated that online gambling transactions amounted to ₹21 trillion, $1.29 billion, in the first quarter of 2024. By the second quarter, the value had decreased to ₹16 trillion and further plummeted to ₹4 trillion in the third quarter. According to Subar, his office plays a multifaceted role in combating online gambling, including monitoring and blocking access to related websites, content, and applications, conducting research and analysis on emerging trends, and utilizing artificial intelligence to filter out illicit content. Subar added that his office also recommends blocking orders for phone numbers and messaging apps linked to online gambling activities. Crackdown on online gambling content. Between 2017 and January 21, 2025, the ministry has taken down over 5.7 million online gambling content from various Indonesian websites and applications. Earlier this month, the ministry announced that it had blocked 43,063 online gambling-related digital content within the first 6 days of the year. Additionally, the ministry reported blocking 711,522 online gambling-related items between October 20, 2024, and January 6, 2025, thanks to tips from the public and institutions. The blocked content included 652,147 website IP addresses, as well as online posts and content from various platforms like Meta, Google, YouTube, X, Telegram, and TikTok. To uphold its zero-tolerance stance on online gambling, Subar stated that his office has implemented an integrity pact, which all staff members are required to sign. His office also conducts regular integrity assessments of its content blocking teams to ensure they can combat online gambling effectively in line with the government's objectives.